Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
That was like a sick motorcycle sound. You know what I mean? Or love F1. It. I don't care. Welcome to this episode of Zeit Little Pony. Trendship is magic.
My little pony.
And that comes straight off the Zeitgeist, Zeit Gang Discord. Shout out to
Discord,
Face Forward with that one. It be me, Miles G, in the place to be with the one DJ, Daniel G.
That's me, baby.
We're both G-men.
We are both G-men. Indeed.
Both hitting the G-Pen. You know what I mean?
Are they still
around, G-Pen?
I don't know. They may have just moved into cartridges for other fucking pods now. They're just like, you know what? Fuck it. PAX won the battle. We'll just make G-Pen PAX pods.
Yeah, that's true. And then there was like the Cloud Pen. The Concentrate Portable Wars were very, very energetic.
They were back then.
I believe it was around 2012, 13.
Yeah, they were hot.
When it was really bubbling, as we'd say.
God bless.
A little dabble, do ya? Anyway, so let's talk about what's trending on God's green internet. And
what is
starting off, obviously the big news, Gretchen Whitmer has been trending because right-wing terrorists hatched a plan to kidnap the governor of Michigan.
Yep.
And the FBI, like a movie, they had informants, they were monitoring them, they had infiltrated this group, and then some arrests happened.
God bless.
We'll get into more of those details later.
Yes, we will.
Into the episode tomorrow, but yeah, I mean, this, yeah. The people have been talking, like, you know, civil war has been coming out of the mouths of a lot of these people. And
right.
It's been very clear based on this complaint, this charging document or whatever the legalese is for the paperwork that came out with it, saying that they're very much their intent was to kidnap her and hopefully trigger some kind of civil war.
Yeah.
And amongst many other things, too. It wasn't just they had all kinds of things from, you know, blowing up the Capitol building in Michigan. It was
disgusting shit.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Glad it didn't happen.
It's all happening, and it's always been happening too. Yeah. So yes, I would hope to the media. Just if you are on a TV person doing news, try to use the word terrorism,
please.
Terrorists,
please,
because there's a lot of like extremists and they're separatists. Like, you really trying to, you really got the thesaurus out to do anything truly. But call these white men terrorists.
Truly.
Yes. Truly. This episode brought to you by
brought to you by Truly. You'll need one.
You fuck with Truly?
After hearing the news. I don't
you
know.
Ever drink
yes.
it? Yes. You hit seltzers?
I have so little opinion on that, on the seltzer matter. I will drink anything.
I'll drink anything.
That's fine. Yeah. Throw it at me. Let's do it.
I'll drink anything if you call it alcohol. It might not even be alcohol, but you tell me it is. Down the hatchet
goes. Down the hatchet go.
Coming in at number... How do we want to do this? Do we want to go four, top four to number one, or one counting down? One down to four.
Let's count down. Let's count down. So
okay.
This would be number
so
three,
so that
way
Gretchen
right?
was one. Oh, okay. Four, so we're starting. So number four. Gretchen, where the plot to kidnap a governor, not that important. That's not even tertiary. But this one is.
Let's be real. The last story is trend. The most important.
Oh, yeah. The 25th Amendment is trending because Nancy Pelosi. On her Constitution gangster shit, where she's saying, you know, the 25th Amendment, I'm going to be talking about that this Friday. Tune in.
Love it.
Tomorrow.
Love it.
Because, you know, alluding to the president's just behavior since he's contracted COVID, and the fact that he has COVID and was hospitalized does bring to the forefront the talk of succession and how that would work.
Yes.
And if the president is not in a place or capacity to execute his duties.
Yep.
Some would say he has not been from the get-go.
No.
But now I guess now that you're like, okay, this man is sick. He's being even more Trump than normal. I guess that's now it's a cause for concern. But
I don't know.
Yes, we shall see what happens. But it's funny because someone on the right like tweeted like quote or talked about this tweet about Nancy Pelosi being like, yo, she's evoking the, what is this, some kind of coup or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then this other legal expert is like, that's not what the 25th Amendment is. That's not how it works, and it's not a coup. And then Donald Trump tweeted that tweet. He retweeted the one that was the takedown of the argument.
Like two subtweets down?
No, so he basically retweeted
the
defense of it.
Like the, like, what? He
saw that tweet, and he was like, yep. RT that shit, baby. But it's like you just that was like a
bro.
Anyway, okay, cool.
You just tweeted the it's okay, they can do this.
And I mean, combined with all this shit we're seeing now, this video just came out of him fucking, I'm pretty sure, green screened in front of the White House, saying weird shit like, and seniors, they want to talk about how you're vulnerable. You're not vulnerable. You're the least vulnerable. Everybody knows that. But for this one thing, you're vulnerable.
Yes.
I'm not sure what he's talking to, who he's talking about, what this is, where I am, what year this is, but I don't know. Dan, you think his hands look bigger than normal?
His hands look bigger than normal. His hands are friggin' photoshopped. Look at them. That's After Effects right there.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like he could like definitely probably hold like 12 baseballs in one hand. but I don't know. Maybe he has the hands the size of Johnny Bench. Maybe that's just like how he gets down. I don't know.
I mean, maybe, but those look like
speechless.
Huge hands, though, and they're specifically like doing the exact same motion over and over again. So it's like, look, just like not, that's not a lot of animation on these hands. Let's just make them look real, keep them in place, boom.
Yeah,
those are big hands.
Whatever. There's a, and so yes.
When it all, fall down.
Shit. Could you imagine if it comes out, he was really like, you gotta deep fake my fucking hands. I need Javon Curse hands and that shit. I wanna have a ruler between my thumb and my pinky. Like, it's nothing.
Bro, literally, yes.
I wouldn't deny that. I mean, I wouldn't doubt that if that came out, that he was like, he didn't want to leave his room. He wanted gigantic hands. He literally asked at one point for him to fucking throw a ice spike through a dragon's heart that was circling the White House.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh my God.
And he kept asking about dragon glass. He said he needs to get his hands on dragon glass. It's just...
Need to get the dragon glass.
Anyway, I need it. I'm not fucking around. You know what I mean? If we got to mine that shit, let's do it. Let's take the boat ride down there.
Jesus.
So the also thing is that's trending at coming in at number two. Our secondary trend is the AMD Ryzen Zen 3 5K series.
Yes,
Daniel,
baby.
What in the fuck is that? Why is that trending?
So it's a new series of processors. So there's two teams in the computer processor game. You got Intel, you got AMD. And AMD just came out with a new series of rippers. So it's kind of like the NVIDIA announcement that happened a couple weeks ago where there's all these sick-ass graphics
Our
cards.
Our engine
so
go
better.
Faster.
Our engine go faster, and this engine go faster for less money. So, you know, if you're buying a computer and you need a nice CPU, maybe look at that new Ryzen Zen 3 technology. Get yourself a 5900X. My God.
Wow. That's good?
That's real good. It's real nice.
All right.
16 cores. It's a lot of cores.
Hey, 32
threads. It's a lot of threads.
Can it handle my floppy disk copy of SimCity 2000?
Oh, buddy, it can handle
like
40 different versions of that. All running at the same time.
It's 32 bits. 32 bits, man. 32 bits.
We got enough bits, baby.
What is that, 5K? Well, I got 32 bits right here. You only got 5Ks. I got 32 bits right here, pal. About the biggest 32s you've ever seen.
Yeah. But no, it's nice. It's good new technology. It's great. I'm excited about it. That's all. All
right, good. How's the but it doesn't ray tracing is just for video, right?
That's just video, yeah. But these will
you couple that with that other one. You got a beast? Is that what I'm talking about?
Boom, 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 bang, bang, boom.
Boom, 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 boom. The more you know
boom.
About Slapping. Building your own PC, which I don't know nothing about. Okay. And finally, coming in at number one, the new one. You know, shout out to everybody who knows that sample.
There you go.
Sister Act 3
Yay!
Is trending because Whoopi Goldberg is saying with every fiber of her being, you can count on it.
You
Sister Act 3 is happening. I don't know if this also has Kathy Najimy in it, but I do remember Sister Act 1 and 2 very well. I think we all remember Lauryn Hill being in Sister Act, I believe, 2.
Oh, yeah.
Was it? Which one was she in? She's in one of them. Either way,
I think
I do love... that was the other one where I learned the song, like, My Guy, but when they made it My God, I didn't know that song really before. And I think I Will Follow Him. Mm. Follow him wherever he may go. Actually, you know what? Technically, that's like a musical, right?
I guess so.
Or it's a musical comedy.
Yeah, I'll take it. Very, very, very songy.
Because in a way, I'm like, maybe I do fuck with musicals. If it's
musicals are just, tight.
Is it, though? I don't know. I don't know what to do. So, we'll see what happens with that new one. I just remember Harvey Keitel was the bad guy. I wonder what they're going to have. What's this one's going to be about?
He's a good bad guy. He can do it.
Harvey Keitel.
He's so good.
He needs to do something like, he needs a kind of getting out of his shell role. You know what I mean?
That would be fun.
You know, Harvey Keitel was an amazing Roger Rabbit. There's something
That'd be
about
great.
Him. I don't know.
We're something about him
like this. He's doing a real like Christopher Lilley thing where he's like playing multiple characters in this mockumentary. It's really something else. That would be actually wild to see.
I would truly love to see that. That would be fantastic.
Or Daniel Day-Lewis or like one of these other hyper method dudes doing fucking like stupid ass mockumentary
doing
though,
the Christopher
but like
Guest,
putting that much that much energy into it. It'll probably be bad because it'll be too serious.
it'd be
a little.
They would take it too real.
Yeah, it's like it actually took 17 years to shoot this because he took a year in between like fucking scenes to fully immerse himself
in the character. Oh, God, that's fun.
Oh, who is he playing? This high school kid named Dweebo, who is just and it's weird. It's a totally ancillary character. He smokes one of his dreadlocks in the parking lot of the school, and that's took a year.
And that's the whole scene. He had to grow the dreads.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And it's the funny thing. It's mostly a physical comedy bit because he's coughing up a storm because obviously you cannot smoke your hair and inhale it. But again, he did a lot of work. Into the Wook world and
got
learned
some crystals.
Everything he could.
Love it.
All right, man. Well, Dan, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, Miles, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
You know, trendship is magic, and us doing the show is a true testament to that.
Amen to that, brother.
All right, everybody, have a good day. Stay blessed. Don't be stressed. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. Stay distant if you can. And, you know, kick white supremacy in its ass.
Hell yeah. Time.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.